أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السدوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. In the previous session, we explained two of the six realities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to His servant who is really in worshipness and who is reaching level of maqam al-ihsan. So we explained in the previous session, as soon as the murid reach the level of muridiyya, means he reach the level of to be a sincere murid and a real one, he will receive from within his heart six different realities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planted them in the heart of every abd. And they are like a chip. All information has been downloaded in that chip. This information has been downloaded in the heart of the murid. And to reach them, you need to decode 10 different levels, which we have already explained. Like someone who sent a coded message, so you have to decode it in order that you can be able to read it. Similarly, in spirituality, there are a lot of coded messages. Because we are always veiling through our bad amal these messages, and to unveil them means you have to decode them, because or else you will not get the reality of these messages. These messages are within the heart, but we have to be able to reach them. And one example for us to understand how these realities open, there was a student of Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujlawani. Of Sayyidina Jamal al-Din al-Ghumuki al-Husayni, sorry, who was all his life trying to please his Shaykh and trying to be a good follower and a good Muslim. And he learned from the story of Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami with his murid, he learned how to behave with the Shaykh, where the student of Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami came to him and said, "Oh my Shaykh, I was following you all my life. I was learning from you all my life. I never missed a lecture, suhba. I never missed a zikr session. I never missed a prayer. I served you with sincerity and piety, but I am not able to understand these six realities that you are speaking about, which we said haqiqatul jazba, haqiqatul fayd, haqiqatul tawajjuh, haqiqatul tawassul, haqiqatul irshad, haqiqatul ta'im. I'm not seeing them and I'm not feeling them. He said, oh my son, if you worship 300 years, not 30 years, you will never reach these realities as long as you are carrying your ego with you. And the murid said, oh my Shaykh, is there a cure for that ego to go? And the Shaykh said, Sayyidina Abu Yazid said, of course, there is a cure if you are willing to follow that cure. And he said, please tell me quickly in order that I will be able to cure myself. And Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami said, listen carefully. He said, oh my son, in order to get rid of this sickness that is with everyone, there is no one that without carrying that same problem, that sickness. And from that story, you can realize how much we are far from haqiqah, from reality. How much we are far from knowing ourselves. As Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ عَرِفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرِفَ رَبَّهُ. Who knows himself, knows his creator. And you, I want you to account, to make an account of yourself and to ask yourself, are you carrying this characteristic or not? Are you carrying this bad manner or not? And that murid was a scholar, a big scholar, big alim. And he was doing whatever he knows from his knowledge. But as we explained before, the two knowledge, two different knowledge, علم الأوراق وعلم الأزواق, knowledge of papers and knowledge of taste. And both knowledges are very different from each other. Knowledge of paper, you read, but you don't really taste. Like someone studying medicine, but in reality he needs to go to internship in order to have the experience. When you're describing this is a water and you are not drinking it, you don't know what kind of taste. So he was a big scholar, known everywhere, famous. And coming to the Shaykh, but he was a murid, and saying, oh my Shaykh, I'm not feeling these realities. And he looked at him and he said, the cure for that, so if anyone wants of us a cure, he has to do the same thing. Every one of us, there is not one outside of it. He said, oh my son, you have to bring a bag and hang it on your neck and fill it with walnut. You know walnut? Chestnut or walnut? Same? Chestnut and walnut. What is chestnut? Jones? Walnut?
almond blossom, walnut, this one that is big like that, what you call it? Walnut, like your head, walnut. So, yeah, wall, like wall. How you write wall? Walnut?
W-A-L-N-U-T.
I'm missing one L, no problem. Means you are missing a brain. It's okay. So I have to get, and you also don't smile. You are also included. Not doctor. So, he said get a bag, and hang it. And fill it with walnut. And you also. And go to where people knows you. Where you are famous. Where people knows you most. Downtown, where is the big school of ulama that all knows you there. Like someone who study in college or university, everyone knows him in university, so he has to go there. Someone who is doctor, he has to go to a hospital. Someone who lives in Beverly Hills, he has to go to Beverly. Someone in his cafe has to go to his cafe. Wherever they know you people, you have to go there. Carrying this walnut and say, oh, children of the community, I love you so much. You see, calling. Come. Anyone who slapped me, one slap on my face, I give him one walnut. Anyone slapped me two times, I give him two walnuts. To humiliate himself, to humble himself, to bring his ego down. How much, count, now ask yourself, how much ego everyone is carrying? Can anyone accept from anyone else anything? You see, immediately jump. As Grand Sheikh used to say, Ana Baba Hassan, Inti Baba Hassan. Ana Baba Hassan, Inti Baba Hassan, Ana Baba Hassan, Inti Baba Hassan, they fight. Means I am I, you, you. I, you, you, they fight. Everyone likes this one. Check. Like Abdul Wahid also. He doesn't accept advice. He brings a whole issue of 100 years in and throw it in. He goes back 100, 150 years and dump everything on us. Hey, what we have to do with this? Giving an excuse for the ego. How much is difficult this ego? You want to challenge the computer. So he said, you slap me one time, you take one walnut. And you have to do it downtown. He looked at the sheikh. He didn't believe what he was hearing. He said, Aya subhanallah. Ali misli yuqalu hadha? He said, subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. For like me, you can say to like for me, you can say this. It's impossible. I'm a scholar. I'm a B big shot in the community. Everyone knows me. You say this to me. He says, stop, stop. You are committing shirk now. Because you are saying, Ya Subhanallah, in an exclamation mark. Means you are wondering, you have made yourself as if in the level of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
That's our problem.
So the student of Sayyidina Jamaluddin Rumaki al-Husayni realized that story of Abu Yazid al-Bastami. So one night after Jum'ah, usually they do zikr between Asr and Maghrib on Jum'ah. After Maghrib, the Shaykh prayed, and then they waited for Isha. They prayed Isha, and everyone left. And they want to close the mosque. So everyone left, they closed the mosque, and that murid was hiding himself behind one pillar. And he was saying to himself, speaking to himself, as if he, the body, is one piece and the spirit is another. So it is like two talking to each other, a dialogue now. Like someone look at the mirror and begin to speak to the mirror, speaking and saying, Ya Urqalisa Muhammad, his name was Urqalisa Muhammad, Grand Sheikh said, you were never able to do anything. Always what you do, you fail. Anything you touch, you fail. Until finally, the Sheikh pity you, and he gave you some money to buy a flock of sheep, and he gave you a lot of money to buy around 100-150 sheep to raise them. And you raised the first 3 months, you were raising them, because he began to raise them in Jamad al-Awwal. So Jamad al-Awwal, Jamad al-Akhir, Rajab came. He said, Rajabun Shahrullah. Rajab is the month of Allah. So what I have to do, let me slaughter 20 of them. Fi sabilillah. He took 20 of them, slaughtered them, distributed them to poor people. 27 of Rajab came. He said, oh, this is Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. Slaughter another 20. He slaughtered 20. 40 less now. Sha'ban came. Sha'ban is the month of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another 20. 15 of Sha'ban came, Laylatul Bara'ah, another 20. Ramadan came, and Laylatul Qadr came, 20 and 20. Eid al-Adha came, he slaughtered the rest, and he was talking to himself. My Shaykh gave me this to raise them. I slaughtered them. Really, I am a bad person. He gave me to trade with them, to raise money, to make some income in order to feed everyone around me. And I was not able to do anything. I slaughtered all of them. Means now I have failed. He's speaking to himself. Means whatever my Shaykh has given me of something to do, I failed. He is learning to humble himself. He knew that
من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه. Who knows himself knows his Lord. He knew himself that he is, the self will destroy a human being. You never can trust yourself.
You never allow yourself to ride on you. You have to ride on yourself. So he said, فَوَاللَّهِ يَا أُرْكَلِسَ مُحَمَّدٍ, I give an oath that you, أُرْكَلِسَ مُحَمَّدٍ, you, he's calling to himself, you are the worst of a human being. You are the worst that anyone can imagine. And my wife, to show how much he was sincere in his oath, he said, if I am not saying this in full heart, that I am the worst of a human being, my wife is divorced from me. Means he is showing how much, because if he was reluctant in 1 second or 1% of what he was saying, and say, my wife is divorced from me, then his wife will be divorced. But he is showing how much he is so, the lowest that he can imagine. And he was giving that oath. In reality, he was experiencing that humility, he was experiencing that he is the worst that he is from human beings. At that moment, he heard his sheikh laughing. And he was surprised. He looked and he saw the sheikh and he said, oh my sheikh, you are here, I didn't know you are here. He said, I was here from the beginning. Oh my son, now I can open for you these six realities that they are within your heart. So you see that small bulb, it has one pen in it that you what you say? Yeah, you see that pen? You take and you punch, click, and you begin to bring everything that is downloaded in. So what you say, uploading now? So you look. Something new came. Anything you click, it comes to give you information. So with that is not the same pen that Sayyidina Jamaluddin al-Humuk al-Husayni was using. But look, even technology is learning from spiritual teachers. So Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdawani sat on his knees and he told his murid, sit in front of me, and with his right finger, the finger of tashahud, he was moving it toward the heart of the murid. As he was moving, he was opening for him the six realities. Haqiqatul jazba, haqiqatul fayd, haqiqatul tawajjuh, حقيقة التوسل, حقيقة الطي, حقيقة الإرشاد. As he was moving and opening these six different levels, he is uploading from within the heart of that murid, he is bringing this information out, up. As he was bringing them out, up, that murid was rising up to the ceiling of the masjid and coming down. Rising up and coming down. Rising up and coming down. Because he became very light. no more gravity pulling him down, but the gravity of heavenly sources is pulling him up. And he said, Ya Sayyidi, is this in Tariqa also? Also? He said, of course. This is the reality of Tariqa. It doesn't come to anyone except after he humble himself. He makes himself, he understands that he is nothing. If he still think he is something, he will never learn the reality that they are asking him to learn. And Imam Shafi'i said, وَمَنْ يَذُكِ الدُّنْيَا فَانِ طَعْمُهَا وَسِيقَ إِلَىٰ عَذْبِهَا وَعَذَابِهَا. He said, whoever tastes dunya, its taste is going to fani, disintegrate, or going to disappear. When someone is engraved, after some years he's gone. What you say? Decompose means the dunya is going, the taste of that dunya is going to go, not going to stay forever. But because you tried, to get pleasure from dunya, which the taste is going to go away, but because you tried, you are going to be moved toward its difficulty and toward its pleasure. So you might see pleasure and you are going to see difficulty. وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا جِيفَةٌ مُسْتَحِيلَةٌ عَلَيْهَا كِلَابٌ هَمُّهُنَّ اجْتِذَابُهَا. And in reality, it is only a corpse that is smelly, and every dog is trying to take a bite from it. So this is our situation. Everyone now is fighting for what? Fighting for dunya. And awliya Allah are fighting for what? To reach akhirah. Look the big difference. They want the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dunya for them. And that satisfaction means they want the pleasure of the afterlife, but they wanted to get it in dunya. They preparing themselves for it in dunya. But other than awliya Allah are running for dunya and they are finding its difficulties. So when we are running toward akhirah, these six powers will open in our hearts. When we are running after dunya, these six powers will be still rooted in the heart, but never will be opened, because to open them you have to decode them. And that's why when Sayyidina Jamaluddin al-Ghumuki al-Husayni was, when he was moving his finger to the heart of his murid, he was decoding them. Like today you put a pin for your credit card, so you have to punch the pin in order that your credit card can be used. Similarly, he was punching these codes with his right finger in order to bring this information out. And we have explained already Haqiqatul Jazba, we have explained Haqiqatul Fight, and inshallah next time we will explain Haqiqatul Tawajjuh. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ وَحُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ